You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 4th of June 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again we've reached the end of another week and the weekend is here. It's glorious sunshine in Blighty, but I wonder what it's like over there in Texas with Grandpa Dan. Dan, how are you doing today? What's it like over there?
It's horrible. It's absolutely. I mean, we got a break from the temperature thing. I mean, it's been fairly decent temperature wise, but it's been more or less raining for weeks on end. It's so soggy here where I'm at. And that means mosquitoes. I mean, the mosquitoes will carry you off, Sven. I'm going to tell you what, you get out there thumping around in some grass or weeds, the mosquitoes will come up and swarm on you, suck you dry, suck your blood. It's horrible. It's horrible. Hopefully by the middle of next week, they're saying maybe the rain's going to stop and maybe we can start to dry out. So there is that to hope for. And looks like we're hoping. I just wanted to say up front that anybody that is in Spain that would like to use the snail mail to financially support my show. Yes, I'm plugging the show here. You know, I don't care about the color of the stamp because I'm that tolerant and I'm all about the diversity.
That would be really great, actually, if somebody could send you a strip of these stamps. I think they might well become collector's items at some point in the future. And this is because in Spain, they have produced some racist stamps. Yes, that's right. Stamps that have been designated as racist. A new campaign by Spain's postal service that was intended to condemn racism has backfired and ended up offending many people with a series of stamps in skin tones. And the lighter the shade, the more valuable the stamp. I mean, who could have guessed that this was going to offend people? But as soon as I saw this news story, it reminded me of that meme last year where it was the police officer and he was holding up a skin shade table, and it had pink skin shade on one side of it and it had dark brown skin shade on the other, and he was holding it up to see whether it was a peaceful protester or a white nationalist terrorist, and it was all just dependent on the skin tone. And this is a similar thing, that they've actually brought out these stamps trying to draw attention to the inequality that there is in society. And in actual fact, what they're saying is if you've got darker skin, you're not worth as much as the people with lighter skin. But you can see the point that they're actually trying to make here. But it's apparently it's really offended a lot of people. Well, what do you make of these new postage stamps in Spain, Grandpa?
This is what happens when virtue signaling goes off the rails. We talk about how ultimately these people wind up eating their own, and they try to go further and further out there to come up with new ways to virtue signal about how bad white people are and how everything in the world is the fault of white people. And, you know, they come up with something like this, which is stupid on its face. And then it never dawns on them that, hey, this could be offensive to some people. We'll make stamps and make the black stamps cheap, and the white stamps, you know, more expensive, and everything in between on a sliding scale. And it never dawns on them. It's amazing how these people just really aren't very smart. I mean, anybody could look at this and go, wow, this could offend some people here, but it doesn't matter. Ultimately, these people, this ever spiraling virtue signaling ultimately leads these people eating themselves. And I think we're going to see more and more of this sort of thing because they're getting more and more absurd with their narratives. To be as generous as possible, this was handled quite clumsily. And that's being very generous. I would just off the hand say it's pretty stupid.
Well, it reminds me of the baby dolls as well. You know, the white baby dolls always end up going for more money than the black baby dolls. The companies always, the toy stores always buy in lots of black baby dolls so that they can virtue signal and show how much they support diversity. But within a couple of months, those black baby dolls are selling for about 10% of the price as the white baby dolls, because even the black children don't want to play with the black baby dolls for some reason. Well, the equality stamps were issued this week to coincide with the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose killing by a police officer in Minneapolis fueled outrage on US streets and led to broad calls for fighting racism in America and beyond. The release of the stamps also coincided with European Diversity Month. The cost of the stamps starts at 0.7 euros for the darkest colour, and as the shade grows progressively lighter, the value steadily goes up to 1.6 euros for the palest colour. So the white stamps are worth pretty much double what the black stamps are worth. What a way to celebrate European Diversity Month. And I like the way that they've done this to coincide with the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. Just about every news story you read at the moment that is about diversity references George Floyd, as if they're just using this as an excuse for all these things like this, making stamps up like this, putting black women into historic programs on Channel 5. That's what they're doing over here at the moment on British television. But they're just using this excuse of George Floyd to make all this virtue signalling. As you say, Grandpa, that's all it is. They're not actually making any changes to help blacks at all. They're just all falling over themselves to say, well, we honour George Floyd and we're going to do something to do with race to honour George Floyd. We're going to attack white people in some way. And it really has backfired on them here. And funnily enough, they did actually have help with this from an anti-racist, very famous anti-racist organisation that we'll get into in a bit. But what do you make of this celebration of European Diversity Month here, Grandpa?
Well, you can't have any of these things without shoehorning in George Floyd, or as I like to think of him, the patron saint of fentanyl. Saint George Floyd, the patron saint of fentanyl. It really chaps me every time I read this, the murder of George Floyd, when we know from the autopsy, from the medical examiner's report, that he died of fentanyl overdose. He had multiple times the toxic level of fentanyl in his system. It doesn't matter now. We've firmly established the narrative that he was murdered by racist cops for the color of his skin. They hated all of these black people, so they picked this one guy out. It's also amazing how this guy was absolutely a nobody. He was just a typical street thug, wandering around. Nobody would have ever heard of this guy. And now he's an international news story. He's a saint. He's elevated to sainthood. We have to hear him about every one of these pushes. But it just fits into this anti-white race hate narrative. And that's what it is. They always dress this stuff up as equality and diversity, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it is about an anti-white race hating narrative. Now, they thought this was going to be clever. They were trying to be too clever for their own good. We'll demonstrate how black people are treated less valuable than white people, and they price these stamps this way. And anybody with a lick of sense could have looked at this and seen where this could go wrong. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see where this could go wrong and go off the rails. And now that these people are catching flack for it, I find it hilarious, because these are the very people. It's not like, well, it was an innocent mistake. I mean, these people were doing this virtue signaling, actively working on this, you know, as part of the anti-white race hate narrative, and this whole thing blows up in their faces. And I just have to sit back and laugh as they catch all of this static. I hope they get canceled. I hope they lose their jobs. I hope they get banned from Twitter and Facebook.
You know, during the time of the Barbary slave trade, black slaves actually went for about 10% of the price that the white slaves did. So the fact that black stamps are going for half the price of the white stamps here show that there has been some progress. Well, at Corio's, we believe a person's value shouldn't have any colour, which is why we are launching Equality Stamps, a collection of stamps in which the darker the colour of the stamp, the less its value, the Postal Service said in a tweet. That's a reflection of a painful and unfair reality that shouldn't exist. Well, if it's a reflection of a painful and unfair reality, why are they reflecting it in these stamps? Why are they highlighting it in these stamps. You know, they really have not thought about this, have they, at all? The project was met with swift criticism online from anti-racism activists. Anjumi Tosije, a historian who chairs the government's Council for the Elimination of Racial or Ethnic Discrimination, said, "A campaign that infuriates those it is trying to defend is always a mistake." And he called on Curios to withdraw the stamps. "When it comes to the fight against racism, irony, double meanings, and this needs to be talked about even if it's wrong, don't help," he said in a tweet. "We can all make mistakes, but it's time to fix this one." And this is very hypocritical, because it was SOS Racisme that actually got together with the post office in order to put these stamps out there. And at first they were defending it, and they were saying, well, look, you know, we're just trying to draw attention to this. But now they're backtracking, and they're saying that these stamps should be banned. And actually, in actual fact, if they do actually ban these stamps, then they're going to be worth a lot of money. So if somebody was to send you a strip of these stamps, Grandpa, I think, you know, that would be a good investment. You would you'd be able to possibly sell them in years to come for a lot of money. What they're really doing is they're making these stamps worth a lot more than they actually were, I think. What do you make of what the historian has to say here about this?
Again, this highlights the fact that these people that live in this world of promoting the anti-white, race-hating narrative, they always live under this cloud that they could accidentally step over the line and be canceled themselves. I think it must be a really hard way to live, knowing that at any time you could accidentally, just completely unintentionally, step over the line, because if the mob swarms them, they're out forever. There is no forgiveness. They can't apologize. They can't walk it back. So if it gains momentum, then they get devoured by the machine, just the same as anybody else. I always wonder, when you see a quote like this, "A campaign that infuriates those it is trying to defend." Defend from what? How come they never give us an answer to this? What exactly are they defending them from? Could we have some specifics? This is how this narrative always works. They throw out these vague terms. They never give definitions. They throw these words out here, and you're just supposed to accept that they have some sort of actual meaning when they don't. Like this right here. They're trying to defend these poor, vulnerable people, but defend them from what? Could we have some specifics? White people are not going around slaughtering and attacking blacks. White people are not going around being mean to blacks just because they don't like the skin color. Also, if on the one hand, these same people tell us that race doesn't exist, yet we're supposed to have diversity. This is why none of it makes sense, because these are just terms they throw out there. They never actually define them. We have diversity, but race doesn't exist. Skin color is all there is to race, but yet, for some reason, people are so set against darker skin colors that they're holding these people down. They're oppressing them. They're making them live in poverty. They're making them have shittier jobs. They're making them commit more crimes. It's never, ever, you know, like the result of anything they may do or any life choices they make. It has to be because they're the victims of this external pressure, this external. But we're never told, well, why? Why would people go around? I had to laugh, by the way, when you were talking about them going up in value. That was that was really good. But we're never told exactly why it is. I mean, why is the reason then that white people are allegedly just seem to have this thing against these darker skin tones? It doesn't make any sense, because it doesn't make any sense, because they can't make any sense of it. It's just empty rhetoric that's pushing this anti-white narrative. It always comes back to being anti-white. It's not pro-black. They don't do anything to improve the black community. They don't do anything to actually help black people. But it is always about attacking white people.
It's very passive-aggressive, isn't it? I mean, what they're really doing is they're inciting hate against white people by implying that black people need to be given help to defend themselves against whites. I mean, it is inciting hatred against whites, but nobody ever points that out, of course, because that is the point of it. Mohar Girehu, author of a new book about racism in Spain, said on Twitter that he understood that the postal service meant well, but he said that it had misfired badly. "It is an enormous contradiction," he wrote. "A campaign that launches stamps with a different value depending on the colour in order to show the equal value of our lives. The message is an absolute disaster." Well, when you think about it, actually, when you look at it, what they're actually showing is that these are different colors. They are different. They are not all equal to one another. That is the whole point of having different colors. You have the painter has a palette of different colors because he is trying to give expression to different forms. Colors are different to one another. You're never going to be able to make white equal to black. It is a completely different quantity. White is a different quantity to black. And just because it is linked with a skin color, that doesn't mean that it's exactly the same. You know, what white people's skin is different to black people's skin. Form is intimately connected with function. I'm always saying this, but throughout nature, if something has a different form, then it has a different function. Black people are different to whites, and that shows physically by the fact that they are a completely different color, and they have a completely different form. They have completely different proportions. They have completely different bone size, for instance. They have different leg lengths to us, different trunk lengths to us. Sometimes they have more teeth than white people have. There are massive differences between white people and black people. And this whole idea that we should not be seeing these differences, I mean, everything about life, all that we learn about life is based on us identifying the differences between one specific object and another specific object. We learn to discriminate between what is good for us and what is bad for us at a very young age, just through eating different things. When a child will put different things in its mouth and it's discriminating between what is good for the child and what is bad for the child. And yet when we grow to become adults, we're told that discrimination is wrong. Somehow it's wrong to discriminate between what is good and what is bad, and we should just be seeing everything as equal. And of course, what that means is if you're in competition with these other groups, it's telling you not to notice that these other groups are competing against you. It's a strategy of these other groups to help them to improve their life prospects at the expense of our life prospects. That's what is going on here. It's a massive scam. But what do you make of what the author of a new book about racism in Spain has to say here?
Well, it's absurd. It's absurd on its face, because if the stamps do the same job, why would they be priced differently? If I went down here, if they did this in the U.S., and I went down there and I said, hey, I need to buy a book of stamps because I have to mail bills. And they said, well, we can sell you two different stamps. They'll both mail your bill the same way. We'll sell you this book of stamps that are black for half the price of this book of stamps that are white. I'm going to buy the black book of stamps. Now, if black people are being racist against and say paid less than white people because of the hatred of the skin, then white people would be out of work. I mean, I hate to sound like a free market libertarian here, but it's common sense that if you could hire black people to do the same quality of job as white people for half the price, white people are all going to be unemployed and the black people are going to have all the good jobs. This just makes it's a illustration in the absurdity of the entire narrative. They give these stamps out that do the same job, but you could pay half as much for the black. Everybody wants the black stamps. So how is this supposed to highlight racism and people hate the color of the skin if everybody's going to go out and buy the black stamps? Because I think people, given the choice, are going to buy the black stamps. If you go up there and you say, well, you know, these white stamps do the same thing, but they cost way more. Well, give me the black ones. I would. So I think this in itself, unintentionally, of course, also highlights the absurdity in this narrative they're trying to present.
Well, I think actually what we have here is the white stamps will actually carry your mail further, and it will also carry larger items of mail. And if you put the black stamps on larger items of mail, it's not actually going to get delivered. So, I mean, it's quite insulting in that way as well, when you think about it. The Postal Service said on Twitter that the pricing had aimed to reflect an unfair and painful reality that should not exist, and that it hoped the campaign would give voice to a generation devoted to equal rights and diversity. Well, the generation it's given a voice to them in condemning the Postal Service. I mean, how do they think producing stamps is giving a voice to a generation? It's not, is it? I mean, it's just a cheap attempt to cash in on all this furore over George Floyd, isn't it? That's what it is. It's a very cheap attempt to cash in on that and appeal to a younger generation. And they've fallen on their face doing this. So they have highlighted the fact that There is a difference between white and black, but that's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to say that they were all equal. I mean, what they really should have done is just made these stamps all the same price, really, because what they have done is the exact opposite of everything that these anti-racism campaigners are actually campaigning for. This is the incredible thing about this. We'll get to it in a minute, that it's SOS Racismo is the actual organization that have come up with this. But what they're saying is that they're trying to give voice to a generation devoted to equal rights and diversity. And I think what they've ended up doing is that they've ended up offending this generation by just trying to cash in on George Floyd, don't you think?
Well, if they would have made the stamps the same price, nobody would have cared. It wouldn't have gotten any attention. They did this on purpose to try to gain attention. If they would have made them the same price, I mean, who looks at stamps? I go down and buy a book of stamps. Sometimes it has a U.S. flag. Sometimes it has somebody I don't even know who it is. They'll have these different stamps, have different things on. I don't even look. I don't care. I just want my mail to be. I just got to have the bill get where it's going. Nobody would have known. So they wanted everybody to notice. So they did this ham-handed effort. Once again, I'm such a stickler for definitions. It really irks me. And if you follow what these people do, you'll see all of the time this continual pattern. They will throw things out there, and if you don't look for it, you might not notice. In this quote here, an unfair and painful reality that should not exist. Okay, what is this reality? Tell us. If this is such a problem, this is such a huge pressing issue that we all need to be working to change for, we need to know what the problem is. We're problem solvers. We've solved a lot of problems as a people over the many years. So what is the problem? Tell us what this painful, horrible reality is that should not exist so that we can change it. Let's figure out what it is. But they won't give us a definition. They're just telling us that for some people, for some reason, people hate the color black so much that they won't even buy a stamp if it's cheaper, if it's in the color of black. This is such a ham-handed effort. And again, if they would have made the price of the stamps the same price, nobody would have noticed and they wouldn't have gotten any attention. So they had a virtue signal. They had, because that's what virtue signaling is about, is gaining attention. They were hoping to get some applause, some likes on social media for this. It's amazing you have a government agency that is operating on the same level as a female college student, virtue signaling on Facebook. They wanted this attention. Well, they got their attention, but it was so stupid, typical government thing handled so ham-handedly and blew up in their faces. They got attention, all right. It just wasn't the attention they were hoping for.
I think the painful, horrible reality is multiculturalism, isn't it? That's the painful, horrible reality that shouldn't exist. If we didn't have multiculturalism, then they wouldn't be able to come up with this idea that people are against the different colours of the skin, because everybody would all have the same colour of the skin because they would all be from the same extended family. Some critics said that the message was easily lost and that the campaign had played into the hands of Vox, the far-right party that became the third largest group in Spain's parliament after elections in late 2019. You see what they did there? The way they managed to slip in an ad hominem, they managed to slip in this slander against the Vox party. None of this has anything to do with the Vox party. They just wanted to insult the party and call them a far right party and mention it in here. I guess they're trying to pretend that it was Vox that were actually responsible for this, but it wasn't Vox, it was SOS Racismo. Gary Hu, a Spanish native of Gambian descent, said the Postal Service was joining a corporate anti-racism push that had spread to Spain from the United States, but he said that such efforts needed to be accompanied by profound changes. Now, how can they call him a Spanish native of Gambian descent? I mean, both of those cancel out one another. If he's a Spanish native, he's Spanish. If he's Gambian, he's Gambian. If he's of Gambian descent, he's not a Spanish native, is he? He may be a Spanish citizen of Gambian descent. I mean, it's very disingenuous here to say that he's a Spanish native and that he's of Gambian descent. And also, this attack here on the Vox party, I find very suspicious. So what do you make of this Gary Hu character, Grandpa?
I'm surprised they didn't try to shoehorn Donald Trump in there as well. They shoehorned Donald Trump in there along with the Vox party. It's like here in the U.S., we have these blacks attacking Asian people. And every time they put up the surveillance footage trying to track the person down. It's 99.99% of the time it's a black person, yet they're still running around trying to say that this is somehow because Trump was talking about coronavirus being the China flu. It's somehow an act of white supremacy that blacks are going around attacking Asian people. It can't help but to become more and more and more absurd because their whole narrative is based on a lie. We see this term here, corporate anti-racism push. Anti-racism, it means pro anti-white agenda. It is anti-white. This anti-racism is anti-white agenda. And we see this whole why does the Spanish post office need to team up joining a corporate anti-racism, anti-white, that is, push that is spread from the United States like a cancer or a venereal disease? Why are corporations now actively working on an anti-white agenda? And once again, they say such efforts need to be accompanied by profound changes. Okay, you want profound changes. What are those? We keep hearing we need these profound changes. We got to do profound change. Oh, the society is so messed. We want profound change. What are those exactly? And how do you want to go about them? They're promoting this anti-white hate agenda under the guise of being pro-black, which they're not. They don't do anything to help black people. What are the profound changes? We need to know what they are, but they won't ever tell you that. They don't want to tell you what the profound changes are because you're not going to like them. Of course, I'm sure the guy running this ham-handed campaign at the post office probably has no idea what the profound changes are. I would bet whoever's pushing the corporate anti-white push from the United States, I would bet that they do have a good idea of where they're going with this. I think as a people, we have the right to know what these profound changes are. You can't just say, all right, we want to make profound changes. Some contractor came into your house and said, I'm going to make profound changes to your house. You would say, okay, what are you going to do? You wouldn't just say, sounds awesome. Profoundly change my house. I like it pretty much the way it is, but just go ahead and profoundly change my house. And then you leave and come back to see what he's done. You're probably not going to like what they did. No, you would ask for specifics. How are you going to remodel my house? What are these profound changes to my house that you're going to make? You wouldn't just leave it up to them and gamble and hope that, well, when I come back, I hope I like what he did to my house. No, you would want specifics. You would want a contract. You would want details. What are you doing? What are you going to change? What color's the carpet going to be? What color are you going to paint the walls? Are you taking this wall out? You would want to know what these profound changes are, but they don't. They throw these terms out. We're going to do profound changes. Nobody asked. If we had real journalists, if we had a real media besides poor, lonely souls such as ourselves proclaiming this, you know, talking about this, if we had real journalists, they would ask whoever interviewed this guy for this story would say, what are those profound changes, sir? What profound changes? He couldn't answer. But which would be telling in and of itself. But I think as a people, this corporate narrative, this corporate anti-white narrative they're pushing, they want these profound changes. And they're telling the truth. They want to make profound changes. I think as a people of all colors, doesn't matter. You have a right to know, what are these profound changes to society? What are they going to mean? What are those going to look like? How are you going to remodel my house?
Why is he wanting to make profound changes to Spain as well? Why isn't he wanting to make profound changes to the Gambians in Gambia, that he is a part of that Gambian family? Why is he wanting to make changes within our family? I mean, when we talk here at Radio Albion, we direct everything to our own extended kinship group, and we try to make changes within our own group. We wouldn't dream of telling other groups what they should be doing and how they should be making changes. But apparently this Guerrero of Gambian descent, he thinks he has a right to be telling our group the changes that we should be making. Well, the campaign was designed with the help of SOS Racismo, an anti-racism organization, and promoted in a video by El Chojin, a rap artist. And I bet El Chojin's rap career has taken a dive for the worst. I should imagine he'll probably change his name now after this. SOS Racismo defended the stamps as a very visual way to denounce the racism that thousands of people suffer in the Spanish state. And that was the quote that they said when the stamps first came out, but they soon changed their tune. The Madrid branch of SOS Racismo later lamented the initiative. This unfortunate campaign shows how necessary it is to create a better anti-racist understanding in Spain, it said. Racism isn't just about skin colour. It's a systemic and historical issue that was built to privilege some sectors of society and demean others. The group said the campaign also highlighted broader problems such as the rise of xenophobia in Europe and the plight of migrants seeking to make the perilous journey via the Mediterranean Sea from Northern Africa and the Middle East to Spain. How do they do that with a book of stamps? And there would be no rise of xenophobia in Europe if we didn't actually have Xeno people in Europe. I mean, this is the whole point. Europeans invented the science of anthropology because we were fascinated by these other races that existed in other parts of the world, and we wanted to study them and we wanted to help them. And this is why when we had a 99.9% white Europe. But as soon as these other races started being imported into our countries, and yes, it was us that invited them here, straight away there was this friction that was caused, because you've got two different groups of people living within one territory with different customs and a different culture. It's just a recipe for friction, and this manifests itself in this accusation of white people being xenophobic, and trying to reduce it all down to it just being a skin colour, which is what they've tried to do with these stamps, is no help at all. I mean, he's actually being truthful here, where he says racism isn't just about skin colour, but really he should have said race isn't just about skin colour, because the accusation he is making is that people that are opposed to having their countries filled up with foreigners, the only reason they're opposed to it is because they have this bizarre hatred of certain colours. And that's just not true. People that are opposed to it, they wish to preserve their own way of life. They wish to preserve their own people group, and they wish to advance the cause of their own people group, which is perfectly natural, and is what this Gerihou is doing. He's just trying to advance the causes of his own people, and that's what we really need to wake up to. That this whole push to call everybody racist, this whole anti-racism objective, is really just about these other groups, and it's a strategy of theirs to compete against us. It's a strategy of theirs to advance their cause. That's all it is, and we should not feel guilty if we are accused of racism, because all it means is that you're standing up for your own group. That's what it has been reduced to. I mean, we get called racists, and we certainly don't hate other races. And we certainly don't discriminate against them or any of these definitions that are there for racism. But that doesn't stop us from being called that. And we're called that just because we love our own people, which I'm sure Gerihou does, that the native of Gambian descent. I'm sure he loves his own people because he's advocating for them. And we really need to start advocating for ourselves. But I do certainly hope that you get a book of these Spanish stamps sent to you. Anyway, Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on the show today?
Well, I love this guy's heads I win, tails you lose approach. They ham-handed this. They screwed it up. It was stupid, obviously not very well thought out. But the problem is, it shows how necessary it is to create a better anti-racist understanding in Spain. See, the problem isn't their ham-handed handling of this. The problem is, you just don't understand. You're just too stupid. The people are too stupid. They don't understand. We need to work better. This just proves that we don't have enough people understanding the narrative here. Racism isn't about skin color. It's systemic and historical issue that was built to privilege some sectors of society and demean others. Again, I want specifics. They throw these terms out here. This historical issue built to privilege some sectors of society and demean others. What? How? Show us. Show us, show us, show us. Like you've talked about numerous times, you know, Britain is this racist state, you know, promoting slavery, and yet Britain worked to end slavery. Britain forcefully sent the Navy out to try to stop the slave trade, but it doesn't, they never can give examples because they don't have any. I love how they work to demonize the society on the one hand. You have this horrible society, systemic, historic racism built to privilege some people. And then in the very next paragraph, he talks about the plight of migrants seeking to make the perilous journey. Well, if the country's so shitty, how come all these people are trying to get to it? If it's so horrible and has this historical injustice and it's awful and it's terrible, then why do you have all of these people making a perilous journey to try to get there so they can be treated so absolutely terribly by this systemic racism that we're told exists that we're never given a definition of? It's amazing to me, on a final note, if white people go to another country, say, or another continent, say Africa, and set up shop there, it's called colonialism. And by the way, I'm against colonialism on many levels for many reasons. It's a bad idea, never works out. It's called colonialism. But when you have all of these other people come into Europe, that's called migration. That's called diversity. It's a big positive thing. If they come to your country that was once a white country, then that's a wonderful thing, and it's going to make you stronger. You never see your country getting better. You never see diversity actually becoming a strength. Things just progressively get worse, but you're not supposed to notice that, as they're just going to continue to throw these slogans at you. Diversity is our strength. Multiculturalism, we're an idea. Multiculturalism makes our world better. If multiculturalism made the world better, then we should be promoting colonialism. White people can go to Africa and build power lines and roads and make their lives better. But see, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to think. None of this makes any sense because there is no logic to it. It's all rhetoric. There's no definition. And it's all promoting an anti-white hate agenda.
Well, Spain was built to privilege the Spaniards. It certainly wasn't built to demean any other people. And Gambia was built to privilege the Gambians. And that wasn't built to demean anybody else. I mean, it's very dishonest what they're actually saying here. And it does. It just boils down to, we should look out for our own people in the same way as he looks out for his own people. And the best way to do that is just to separate. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.